Hey, Pete, it's Javier. How you doing?
Javier, what's going on, man?
Not much. Well, I guess a lot with Arizona going on right now.
Yeah.
The season never stops, right?
Right,
you
right.
You know all about that.
Yeah.
I saw what you wrote about Lorenzo Romar. I didn't know you had that background with him, and I didn't know he went to the same JC as you did.
Well, no, I didn't go to Cerritos. I was considering Cerritos, but they're actually one of my rivals when I went to Mount Sac. But I went down there, and he, you know, the head coach down there had Lorenzo take me out, you know, for the day. So it was a pretty cool experience.
It seems like he's just a genuinely good guy. The times I dealt with him, I mean, I've walked by him at AAU tournaments, and he doesn't know me from Adam, and he says hello. I mean, no, not very many people do that, as far as in his position anyway.
Yeah, well, you know what? And see, the thing is, I think the last time I saw Lorenzo was, it might have been one of the Pac-12 things, but it was just like within the last 2 years or so. And he came up to me, hey, Pete, how you doing? Lorenzo Rowe. I'm like, dude, I should be the one coming up to you. I know who you are. Do you know who I am? One of those type of things. But, hey, Pete, Lorenzo Romar. I'm like, come on. I know you. I'm just surprised you remember me, you know? But just a great dude. I know John Edgar played with him a while when they were, I believe, with Athletes in Action for a while. So, you know, Big John is crazy about Lorenzo. He's just a great dude, man.
Yeah, I've been reading a lot of posts from former basketball players, and they're all excited about it. What is your feelings about this happening, bringing a coach like him on board as an assistant coach?
Well, for me, I look at it from the standpoint, I think it's, for my own selfish reasons, I think it's just too good to be true. And just from my perspective, I couldn't see it being a long-term deal, because obviously, you know, he is a head coach in just a matter of time.
Right.
But, I mean, shoot, if we could just get him down there for two years, 3 years, I'd be thrilled to death, man.
Yeah, it's interesting that he's 58 years old. So if he does, come to Arizona and be an assistant for 2-3 years, he'll be 61. He still has, I mean, at this day and age, he could still coach for another 10 years somewhere.
Right, right.
So you think that this is basically just a stopping point? He's going to kind of retool and work with the coach?
I think so, because, again, I can see him. He's a head coach. You know, and, you know, he gets a lot of, you know, in my opinion, maybe a little unfair criticism here and there based on what the Huskies have done recently. But I look at the whole thing in totality, you know, and he's done a great job, in my opinion. And the fact that Coach Olsen thinks so much of him, that's huge. You know, I have my own biases towards him because, you know, I consider myself a student of the game. I remember watching Lorenzo Romar when he was at Washington. So when I went to Cerritos and they had him down there to take me out, it was like, it wasn't like, who's this guy? I knew who he was, you know.
Right.
And it was just so easy to talk to and just had a great time with him. And so I followed him, you know, ever since then. And, you know, what he did at Washington when he really, really had the players and everything. See, one of the keys I think also hurt the fact that they lost, you know, a couple of key guys. Well, everybody loses key guys, but he lost a couple of key guys over the last couple of years. If they could have all played together, man, because you think back when Washington had some of the better teams, they were something else. You know, if he could have a false plan with, you know, a couple of guys who just left recently, you know, hey, who knows what would have happened. But again, I'm being selfish because I'm crazy about the dude, and I would just love to see him down in Tucson.
Well, let's touch on when he took you out. He took you out to Wendy's. what was that like? What was he like? What did you learn about him at that time? What did you know about him at that time?
Well, basically, he just was selling the program as what, you know, I guess any alumnus would do, you know, if a kid is coming in, is interested in the schools they went to. So, you know, it wasn't so much about him. It was just his belief in the program. And Cerritos has always been a strong program, but he was really strong back then. But, you know, the confidence and the trust he had in the coaches there and everything. And, again, you know, by me and my knowledge of the local schools and everything, I knew they were good, but it was nice to have him, you know, as someone, you know, who could vouch for the program and the coaches. And like I said, I followed, you know, what he did over at Washington, and even when he was in the league with Golden State at the time. So, you know, we talked about all that type of stuff. And then later on, he was like, okay, so what do you want to know about the NBA? And that really wasn't, you know, my interest at that time or whatever. And so, you know, we just talked a little bit about how things were in the NBA at that time, but it was just genuine and down to earth. That was what was so great about it.
Yeah, and then you mentioned that he came across you later on, and he said, "Hey, Pete," and you're
yeah. And this was like within the last 2 years. Uh-huh. I can't remember exactly where it was at. I can't remember. It was one of the Pac-12 Hall of Fame things, or mm-hmm. at a high school game or something like that. But it was a pretty big function. And yeah, he came up to me. You know, "Hey, Pete Lorenzo Romar." And I'm like, "Come on, man, I know who you are. I'm just surprised you know who I am, you know?" Yeah, yeah, but it was cool, man. Now, I know I did see him a couple of times in our gym when our kids were in high school. My son was a senior, Lonzo Ball was a sophomore. Uh-huh. But I did see him across the gym and never got a chance to, you know, go talk to him and stuff like that. So he showed up at Chino Hills High School a couple of times to, you know, to see Lonzo play. So I did see him. I just didn't get a chance to talk to him.
Let's say Miller hires him, which all points are looking towards that. I mean, I guess he met with Miller a couple of nights ago. There hasn't really been any other assistance discussed.
Right.
Well, they have to wait 10 days since the job posted, so they can't really announce it till Friday. So let's say they do hire Romar. How do you think that's going to work with him and Miller? Obviously, for Miller to consider it, he obviously thinks it's going to work pretty well with two head coaches as at the top, and then Mark Phelps was a former head coach too, and he's
right.
he's on the
well.
Sample.
Even Pasternak, you know, he was a head coach in New Orleans, but
right.
you know, no concern of mine because again, Sean Miller is the boss, you know, and everybody knows that, you know, going in, uh-huh. and I think even he would obviously know that this is not something that's going to be a really long term, you know, thing because, like I said, you know, Lorenzo Romar is a head coach. But I think it's something where they can both, you know, be a benefit to each other. And just the fact that they're both willing, it appears to me, they're both willing to put their egos to the side and merge together. Oh, man, come on. I just think it's awesome.
And what do you think about what kind of immediate impact he's going to have as far as recruiting goes?
Okay, I hear that a lot, you know, what he could bring as far as recruiting, but... But damn, come on, Sean Miller's a beast on the recruiting scene. So it's not like he needs any help as far as recruiting. But you know, hey, if you can get him in there, you know, hey, it's obviously a benefit. You know, just from I think even from a player development standpoint, you know, they talk about some of the innovative offensive, techniques or whatever he had at Washington. Again, the fact that Sean Miller is considering him, you know, the ego's been put aside, and so I think they can work together, and Lowe may be able to add some things on the offensive end, and, you know, perhaps there's some things he could pick up from Coach Miller, you know, on the defensive end, but I look at it as just being the best of both worlds.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you about is the offense. A lot of people know about Romar's transition style of basketball. He basically lets the guards dictate the flow and has that, you know, athletic front court players to run with them. Do you feel like he will? Obviously, Miller hiring him, he'll have a say or a
right.
you know, an opinion on what Arizona would do offensively. You think that's part of the reason why Miller is bringing him on board?
Well, again, I have no inside information like right. anybody else. I would assume that would be a part of it, but at the same time, first of all, I got nothing but the utmost respect for Sean Miller, and you know, it really pisses me off when I see, you know, some of the criticism, you know, that he received, you know, based yeah. on how this past season, you know, ended up. You know, what do these fools expect? You know, he's brought our program back to where, you know, it always meant to be, you know, from the Coach Olsen years. But the fact that he would bring him in, you know, maybe, you know, obviously they've talked about it, you know, they know what they're going to do. Well, all we can do is speculate.
Right.
And, you know, I think he recognizes, you know, what Lorenzo brought to Washington from an offensive standpoint, and maybe say, you know, maybe not we're going to overhaul the whole offensive system, but hey, maybe there are some little tweaks that we can do here or there that Lorenzo has valuable input in, and you know, again, I kind of it's almost like it's too good to be true for me, and I hope for my sake that it does play out that way.
Yeah, it'd be kind of exciting. We really added excitement into next season.
Right.
I wanted to ask you. Let's say Lute Olson isn't in the picture. Does this happen?
Well, he isn't in the picture?
He's not in the picture. Does this something like this happen with Romar coming here? Or how much do you think Lute's acceptance and their friendship
You know what? Because, you know, Sean Miller's his own dude.
Right.
You know, so it's great, you know, that he has the backing of Coach Olsen, but, you know, I don't really think it plays that big a role because, again, this is Sean Miller's program now, you know, and he's going to do what he sees best, regardless of what anybody else thinks. So I think it could happen, you know, regardless, but it definitely helps that, you know, loot, you know, backs Lorenzo the way he does, but this is Sean Miller's call completely.
Right. That's going to be interesting.
Yeah.
All, like I said, all signs point to, but until that news comes out, we obviously don't know.
Exactly. Exactly.
But just changing the topic a little bit, what are you up to these days in California?
Still working in probation, you know, dealing with these little, you know, juvenile knuckleheads every day. You know, it was cool, you know, me and Big John Edgar, you know, John lives two doors over from me, you know. Sent him a text today, man, let me take you out to lunch today. So we hooked up for lunch, you know, and, you know, shot the breeze for a while and everything. And, constantly talking about basketball, you know, some of the latest moves, you know, particularly the ones, you know, involving the Cats. And, you know, the disappointment we had because, you know, I've never been to a Final Four and I had my plans and everything, you know, the hotel, the car, the plane ticket, you know, made reservations to have my tickets, you know, for the games and everything. And it was right here in Glendale. It was too good to be true. 20-year anniversary the last time. It was too good to be true, and it all fell apart. So I'm already planning for San Antonio. I think I'm planning to go to San Antonio whether the Cats get there or not, you know. So a lot is going to depend for me, you know, if Trier, you know, decides to come back. And I have no information whatsoever, but, man, something in my gut just telling me the kid is going to come back. You know, I really hope he does. You know?
He's taken a while to make his announcement. I mean, Lauri Markkanen and Kobe Simmons have already announced. So I think he's really weighing it because he missed 19 games this year, and maybe he feels like one more year he can get some national honors. Who knows?
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. I look at, like I said, a kid with a Carolina, Justin Jackson, you know, by him coming back in the year he had and everything, and I can see Trier, you know, doing the same thing because, remember, he missed quite a bit of games his freshman year because, what, his broken hand or something like that?
Yeah, that's right, yeah. Probably about a couple weeks or 3 weeks worth.
Yeah.
Now, you mentioned that you and John Edgar lived two doors down from each other.
Yeah.
The you guys back then were enforcers in the lane. Now, I don't want you to criticize Arizona because obviously you probably wouldn't want to anyway. But
I don't know. You sure about that?
Well, the interior defense of this year's team was lacking, and that's putting it mildly, and that kind of was exposed by Xavier. It was exposed by Xavier, and that was the fear all season. If Arizona came up against a team, an attacking, strong front court team like that, with strong guards, guard play, it would be trouble, and it turned, sure enough, they were getting shots left and right, 50% field goal percentage. With you, the way you play and the way John Edgar played, how frustrating was it to watch that happen where it was like time after time they attacked the basket without much resistance?
Well, what's frustrating for me is, first of all, Arizona has a great length. I mean, tremendous length. When you look at Camanchi, Ristic, and then, you know, Markkanen, and really, I think the one game was at Arizona State where Markkanen went on a block party, you know, just blocking everything around the basket. I think that was Arizona State game,
right,
I believe.
He had three in like 2 minutes or something like that.
But other than that, you didn't really see too much. And, you know, I like Ristic, but he frustrates me sometimes because all that length and all you do is just put your hands up. And I made a statement a while back, you know, the next time he jumps will be the first time. Now, obviously, he doesn't have a monster vertical or anything like that, but you don't need a monster vertical when you have all that length. Just get off the ground. That's what would frustrate me a lot, when he just put his hands up. Okay, put your hands up, and if you jump too, that's a heck of a target to get over. And whether you block the shot, you run the chance of altering the shot. And I just felt that he just relied on his length just by putting his hands up and just wouldn't jump. That's the thing that frustrated me.
Yeah, it's with DeAndre Ayton coming in, it's something that they'll address. Because he's going to be a one and done guy too.
Right.
That could be something that could help Ristic, right? Going up against a guy like that every day in practice. Obviously, he might lose his starting role, but.
Well, yeah, it could, but again, you know, Ristic is going to be a senior, and you know, if you really don't have it now, no, don't get me wrong, he's made some progress and is a good player. I'm not trying to down him by that, but. I just, come on, a senior having to go up against a freshman is really going to push you in hopes of making you better. It shouldn't have to come down to that.
That's true. You would think that he'd be far, offensively, he's that was his strong point by far, and he was hard, he was hard to handle for a lot of post guys in the Pac-12.
Right.
But, yeah, the defense and the sometimes the rebounding, well, not sometimes, a lot of times the rebounding was a better focus. They should hire you to just be a rebounding coach over there.
Man, but again, you have to have it in you. You can get people to show you techniques and this and that, but if you don't have the will and desire to go get the ball, you know, it's just not going to happen. Now, you know, I look at, you know, Chance Camanchi and I understand, you know, he's going to test the water, you know, as well as you should. I expect him to come back. Now, I was pleasantly surprised to see some of the offensive improvement he made as far as sticking the jump around the free throw lane extended, you know, some of the little nice moves, left hand, right hand around the basket. But again, he's another one where he's got to get physically tougher, you know, and it's a progress and I can see it happening. And, you know, I think he has a chance to be something really special down the line.
Right. I mean, do you think that he's testing the waters just to see where he's at, to gauge it?
And I get it because, you know, he is a sophomore, okay? So why would he do it after his junior year when he only has 1 year left? So I think it's a good call for him to do it right now. But, again, it's just testing the water. No way he's ready to make that move. But, you know, I understand why he's doing it, and I think this is a good time for him to do it.
Well, the rules changed. Before, if you declared, you declared. But now you could declare – go through the scouting combine, go through some of the workouts, and then you can decide whether you want to go or not.
So you can only do it once, right? Meaning that Trier couldn't do it again, right?
He couldn't do it again, no.
Right.
I think you can only do it once.
Right.
All right. Well, it was nice talking to you, Pete. And I'll keep in touch heading into next year, and we'll see what happens with Romar. I'm sure you have your fingers crossed, right?
Yeah, man, I've been in such a funk, you know, since this whole thing ended. Because I mean, it was just going to be such a great, great, great weekend. And now I'm still a baseball fan, so you know, I got my San Francisco Giants to cheer on now and everything. But damn, I just can't accept the fact that college basketball is over already.
Yeah, it's probably always a depressing time for you, right?
Yeah, especially this one with everything being in Phoenix, and I just had a feeling it was just the stars were aligned. It was all set up for us to go, and right there in the backyard, you know.
Did you say you bought tickets or you were going to buy tickets?
Well, I'd already had my name reserved as far as getting some.
Oh,
you know?
Okay.
But everything else was set, the hotel, the car, the plane. I had to cancel all that stuff, man.
Well, at least you were prepared.
And,
let's see what happens with San Antonio.
Well, I'm getting a head start on that already, man.
All right, P. Hey, I appreciate the time. It was nice talking to you, like always.
All right, you too, Javier. Take care, man.
You too.
Later.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye.